From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. David Zink has become the fifth person executed in Missouri this year, despite a renewed effort to challenge the state's lethal injection protocol. A Cole County judge on Monday tossed out a lawsuit arguing that taxpayer dollars were being illegally spent on the drug used for executions. Richard Sindel was Zink's attorney.
If the court had made a decision that the taxpayers had standing and could pursue, they would have considered entering a temporary restraining order, which would have halted the use of those drugs. Everybody on death row in Missouri could have conceivably benefited.
The plaintiffs have filed an appeal. Zink was found guilty of kidnapping, raping, and killing 19-year-old Amanda Morton after bumping into her car in traffic on I-44 east of Springfield. Corrections Department spokesman Mike O'Connell said Zink was pronounced dead at 7:41 p.m. last night. Legislation to move up the deadline for judges to rule on court challenges to ballot measures has been signed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. The Democratic governor signed the bill yesterday, the deadline for him to take action on legislation. The bill will require legal challenges to ballot measures to be resolved 8 weeks before an election, instead of the current 6 weeks. A late court-ordered change to an early voting measure last year cost the state nearly $680,000 to reimburse counties for costs to reprint ballots. Supporters had argued the measure will prevent similar expenses. The bill is set to take effect August 28th. A September execution date has been set for a man convicted of raping and killing a 15-year-old Kansas City girl in 1989. The Missouri Supreme Court set the execution date for Roderick Nunley for the 24-hour period beginning at 6 p.m. on September 1st. Missouri has executed 5 men this year so far. Nunley was one of 2 men who pleaded guilty and received the death penalty in the death of Ann Harrison. She was waiting for a school bus in front of her home when she was abducted. Michael Taylor was executed for the same crime in 2014. An appeals court ruled earlier that Nunley wasn't entitled to a new sentencing hearing because he waived jury sentencing when he pleaded guilty. Sexual education classes in some Missouri schools soon must include information about the dangers of online sexual predators and sexting. Governor Jay Nixon signed legislation yesterday adding the instruction requirement for sex education courses taught at public and charter schools. Missouri does not require schools to teach sex education, but schools that opt to teach those classes must provide medically and factually accurate information. The new sex education guidance is set to take effect August 28th. Schools with instruction on sex education then must teach students about sexual predators and how to be safe online. The legislation also calls for those classes to provide information about the consequences of sending sexually explicit or graphic text messages, commonly known as sexting. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.